I'll just lift one hand. Father, we grace this place. Thank you for all the prayer and the praise been sung to you. We love you and we respect you. And we want to let you lead and guide us in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to give you the subject. Go ahead and sit down. I'll give you the subject so you can write it down because it's so important. And I might be in this area quite some time. Keys, K-E-Y-S, to keeping kingdom power alive in you. Keys to keeping kingdom power alive in you. Let's look at three sets of scriptures. One is Luke 17:20. Luke 17:20. Praise God. You got the subject? Not that the kingdom dies in you, but if you don't function properly and you don't know how much power that is available to you, the system will smother you out with ideas that we're going under. But we're not. I got kingdom power within me. Luke 17:20 points out they were talking to Jesus, the religious folks, and when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, now notice what he said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. I would point to the fact that the kingdom of God does not function by observation, but it's functioned by revelation. And so a lot of things you see, a lot of facts you see still don't run you. See, the kingdom of God is a place of anointing. And so just trying to see the kingdom, some religious idea, you won't see it. So you have to have insight, you have to have enlightenment and revelation, inspiration from the Holy Ghost. See, the Holy Ghost is the only one can reveal the kingdom. So as you look at religious folk, they're looking on the outside. Where are you looking at? You see my point? See, if you look on the outside, fear gonna come. If you look on the inside, faith gonna rise up. You see the difference? Now we've got a lot of things on the outside making a lot of noise, but the kingdom of God is not on the outside. It's on the inside. Listen to me very carefully, for you to rule on the outside. You got it? Yes, now watch what it says, because they're looking in the wrong place. Verse 20, and when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. You can't see it naturally. It goes on to 21st verse. Now this is where I want you to see. Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God where? Within me. That is powerful. That is powerful. Now look at 1 Corinthians 4:20. 1 Corinthians 4:20, and we'll get into it. 1 Corinthians 4:20. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Very important. Now there in the 20th verse, it tells us something else about the kingdom. 1 Corinthians 4:20. You see that? For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. You see that? So that kingdom on the inside of you is just not just words, but it's what?
Power.
Now you have to think further than normally. It's supernatural power. It's spiritual power that is on the inside of me. I like to say, I wrote a few notes about it, stir up the kingdom that's in you.
Yes,
stir up the kingdom power that is within you. It's on the inside and not by observation.
Yes,
so no matter how things look, the kingdom's still the same.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, Romans 14, and then we'll go to work. Romans 14.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. keeping the kingdom, keys to keeping the kingdom power alive in you. On the inside. That power is not on the outside, it's on the inside, but when it's on the inside properly, you can function with that power on the outside. Hello? Now, that was a mouthful. See, the kingdom power is on the inside, but when you understand it and keep it stirred up, you can function with that power on the outside. No matter what's going on around you, the power that is in you is greater than what's going on. In this fearful moment, this fearful time, all these prophecies going out and all these political things happening, don't let that bother you. Look in the kingdom. The king's on the inside of you. When they say the kingdom, King Jesus lives on the inside of me. King Jesus lives on the inside of me. So we look at this verse in Romans 14. Let me see. I want to see this one verse before I go any further. Romans 14, 17. Yes, sir. Give us a description of the kingdom. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. For the kingdom of God is not science or psychology. Yes, sir. But righteousness, three things, yes, sir. And peace. And joy in the Holy Ghost. Yes, now, if you don't understand righteousness, you're not going to have the peace. And if you can't have the peace, you're not going to have the joy. Yes, they run together. Yes, you have to have a revelation of righteousness. Yes, see, now, and I want to say this, and I want you to grasp it, and let the Holy Spirit help us. Kingdom integrity must excel in the body of Christ. Yes. You heard that? Kingdom integrity. It's the integrity in the spirit world. It's not an integrity just because you're saying something. It's an integrity because you're walking in that power. The fruit of the spirit is for the kingdom. The gifts of the spirit are for the kingdom. You don't have faith unless you have kingdom faith. Totally relying upon God. But I like that statement. Kingdom integrity must excel in the body of Christ. Now, there's a lot of traffic in the body of Christ, too. A lot of traffic in the body of Christ. But you got to have wisdom and you got to have revelation to watch yourself. Releasing. Now, when you talk about keeping kingdom power alive in you, releasing God's righteousness, releasing God's peace, and releasing God's joy in the Holy Ghost. Good God Almighty. Look at Mark 4:11 again. Mark 4:11. I never went there. Mark chapter 4, verse 11. See, it's a releasing. As a child of God, because the kingdom in you, God wants you to be releasing him or his kingdom. And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but unto them they that are without, all these things are done in parable. So you should, there's some, because you're a child of God, there are divine secrets on the inside of you. Well, a normal person can't see it, but because you know about the secret, God can reveal to you it's okay when everybody else saying it's bad. Because you got the kingdom living on the inside of you. See, I have the kingdom of God living on the inside of me. King Jesus lives on the inside of me. So you put in your note Matthew 13, 11, and 12 is again talking about the mysteries of the kingdom have to be revealed to you, and you'll see things in a room with 200 other people they can't see because the kingdom is unfolding within you, showing you things that the king wants you to see. We're different. I'm telling you, as a Christian, you are different than normal. But there's a lot of Christians don't have the proper teaching, and they're just like normal people, and they word just like everybody else. But I want you to continue looking into the kingdom that's on the inside of you. I have to, as a pastor and as your apostle, I have to get you in a position where you way beyond emotion. See, I want you to be able to pause. I want you to be still and know that I'm God. Okay? Nobody can take this world over. Politics can't take it over. Cultures can't take it over because they belong to God. He's just letting some things happen right now. So my job is to keep you looking on the inside. And your prayer time, you know, yield to the kingdom on the inside of you. I feel it right. Yield. Not a yield. Yield to King Jesus. He's the king of the kingdom. It's a kingdom of power. It's a kingdom of righteousness. It's a kingdom of peace. And it's a kingdom of joy in the Holy Ghost. And that's not for heaven. And for right now, that's for your house, your home, your body, your life. Right now. See, when you get to heaven, you're not going to need no kingdom. Okay, kingdom for right now. But you have to meditate, even have to investigate scenarios that the Holy Spirit can whisper in you what's going on and how to get out. We don't have nothing to worry about. That's what the Lord wants me to tell you. You know, with all of the bad news, the good news take over the bad news. Okay. So you're looking at it. You got to understand mystery now. Now, here's something that the Lord instructed me to tell you in this teaching. I want you to turn to Luke 24:30. Luke chapter 24, verse 30. You must keep developing a heart on fire for God. Keep developing a heart on fire for God. No matter what the reports come out, you just keep developing your heart. And in your heart, in your soul, there's a twofold combination I want to show you before I read this verse. A twofold combination in Jude 20 and 21. Building yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. The next verse says something else, though. You build, and the next verse, look at the first verse in turn to John, 1 John 2:20, and then it's talking about building yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. You see that? But you, now, it's 1 John, 2:20, building yourself in your most holy faith, Jude. Yeah, Jude 20. Thank you so much, Holy Ghost. Jude 20, because I want to look at Jude 20 and Jude 21. Jude 20 said, building yourself of your most holy faith. You see it? Praying how? So you got the word building there, right? Now, you take that one verse, you can't make it. Faith can't work without love. So you see it now. Look at Jude 21 now, 121, Jude 21. Keeping yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. So what I'm saying is you have to have the combination to operate in the kingdom. You're going to have the combination of faith and love. See, you every now and then you must tell yourself, I know God loved me. I mean, it could be the most foggy moment in your life. You need to say it anyway. I know God loved me. Love can't fail. So let's go back. Now let's go back to Luke 24 and look at developing a heart on fire for God. Constantly building that fire. Constantly spending time with Him. And nobody can drag you off of it. In Luke 24:30. And it came to pass that he sat at the table with them. He took bread and blessed it, break, talking about Jesus. And right after his resurrection, gave to them. Go to the next verse. And their eyes were open. That means your eyes could be closed, huh? Spiritually. And they knew him. And he vanished out of their sight. Go to the next verse, watch what happened. And they said one to another, Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us? By the way, he said, your heart needs to stay on fire. Why? He opened to us the scripture. He talked to us through the scripture. See, that's why you got to take meditation time. You got to take praise time, personally, privately. But your heart need to be on fire for God. When I came to Christ, I think it's 47, 48 years ago, when I came to Christ, I never lost no heat. Every day I'm on fire for God. Every day, I'm telling you, I wake up in the morning. Now, I don't care if it's Tuesday or Thursday. I can't wake up. Some scripture, he's talking to me through a scripture, or he's saying something to me, or he's prophesying to me. But the Bible said, blessed are they who do hunger. Yes. Got to have hunger and thirst after righteousness for they shall be filled. You got to have too much fellowship with God to be scared. Or to worry. Or to have fear. Keep your heart on fire. I tell you, you say you're baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire. So you pray in tongues. You ought to catch a fire. On the inside. Some of y'all look at me so dumb. Y'all make a face or something because y'all telling me y'all not praying much in tongue. See, if you don't pray in tongue, the fire go out. I want to scream hallelujah just now. The fire go out. Oh, my. See. Don't let the fire go out. I believe now, standing here talking to you now, I believe, I hear the Holy Spirit say there's a kingdom fire. It should be burning in you all the time. You see, trouble and distress shouldn't discourage you. For if you're a Bible student, Jesus told us in the last days it's going to be like this. Men are going to be lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. So this is nothing new. I mean, this is exactly what the Lord said going to happen. So developing a heart on fire for God is by yielding to his word. Yielding to his word. And then look in John 4, 24. We're talking about key to keeping kingdom power alive in you. Stand spiritually focused at all times. Don't. There's a law of attraction that they stole with science and say it like it's a mundane thing, but the law of attraction really is in the Bible. See? But then in studying, I come across the law of distraction. And that's what he wants you to do. Stand spiritually focused at all times. John 4:24. God is a spirit. Yes, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So you can't go in science and psychology or academic trying to worship God. God is a spirit. Yes, so you have to retune yourself when you feel like you're out and feel like things not working your way or somebody will attack you or something didn't go right. Take time to pray in the spirit to get the fire burning. Are you watching me?
Yes, sir.
Stand spiritually focused at all time. How many of y'all got that? Stand spiritually focused at all time. What do you mean by being spiritually focused? Focus on him.
Yes.
Focus on his word. Focus on the truth. The Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of Truth.
Yes, sir.
John tells us the Holy Spirit is constantly eavesdropping in heaven to hear what God is saying to relate it to us. Hallelujah. You have a kingdom right to know what's going on around you. You have a kingdom right. Whatever going on around you is not right, you can stop it. I don't care if it's hundreds. One walking with the power can stop it. Glory to God. So it's important to keep your heart on fire for God now. It's important to stand spiritually focused at all times. God is a spirit. And then you know this, but I'll tell you, always recognizing God as your source. Then Philippians 4:19 said, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Always recognizing God as your source. Yes, sir. Glory to God. But you can't do that without being a sower.
That's right.
You look at Philippians 4:13-18 before you get to verse 19. Sometimes we like to jump to 19, you know. But 19 don't work without the rest of them. You have to be a sower. You're not going to be able to recognize God as your source if you're not a soul. I have to keep teaching you that. You can't reap without sowing. Now, this is a long scripture. I'll give it to you, and you study sometime. I'll deal with the 20 and 21st verse of this scripture in Romans chapter 4. And here's what I want to footnote about the kingdom in that those verses. Keep your faith in place no matter what things look like. Oh, I'm preaching better than y'all talking to me. Yeah, keep your faith in place no matter what things look like. See, the grace of God, the promises of God got you covered. See, God's grace, God's promises got you covered. But you got to operate in faith. So keep your faith in place. What I said?
Keep my faith in place.
No matter what things look like.
No matter what things look
like. Been there, done that. You been there?
Yes, sir.
Keep your faith in place. That's what faith for.
Yes, sir.
Faith is for when things don't look right, you don't see that.
Right.
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the other things not seen. Faith was working by love. God loved me and I love him.
Yes,
this thing gonna work out. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now notice that. Notice in this text, then Romans 4:20, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith. Look what strong faith do. Giving glory to God. Now notice verse 21. This is where we got to be as a kingdom. Notice verse 21. And being fully persuaded. Now that's a kingdom statement there.
Yes.
Being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he's also able to perform.
Yes.
Now I'm hearing him tell me to tell you, I'll speak for him. He said to tell you, you can trust me.
Yes.
I'll never let you down. I can handle any situation. No matter what it looked like. And no matter what somebody from the outside told you, I want you to come on back on the inside and let me talk to you. See, that's what we had. See, our joy, our peace is on the inside. Yeah, it's not on television. And then you remind yourself, I got to get my joy back. I mean, you're getting all kind of weary looking. No, I'm getting my joy back. Ta-ta-ta-la-la-ba-ta-ta-ta-ta. Stir the joy up in you. Stir the peace up in you. Stir your righteousness up in you. You got a right to win. You got a right to be in victory. You got a right to have peace.
Hallelujah.
See, my brothers and sisters, my sons and daughters, it's kingdom time. Hey, you're not going to be able to go through the motion. Kingdom time. Yeah, you got to live from the inside. Are you listening?
Yes,
prayer, talking about this kingdom now. Prayer, we're talking about it, let me get it again. Key to keeping kingdom power alive in you. Now listen to this one. Prayer must be a masterpiece in your life always.
Thank you.
You heard that?
Yes,
yeah, prayer is a kingdom masterpiece.
Yes,
you look at it, look at Luke 18:1. Men ought to always pray.
Yes, sir.
You see it? Masterpiece. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought to always pray. Look what come after praying. I said, look what coming after praying.
Yes,
there's no way for you to faint.
That's right.
If you're in the presence of God. God got his hand on you. There's no way for you to fail. There's no way for you to fall. There's no way to flunk the test if God got his hand on you. If you're a prayer, I'm telling you, you're a prayer, you become a sayer. Because God's going to give you a prophecy. God's going to give you a word. God's going to give you life. God's going to give you anointing. God's going to put a scripture in your mouth. Don't talk about the fact. Talk about the truth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Look at Luke 21, 36. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I hope there's scripture in there. But it's kind of making me kind of nervous in the back sometimes. Because you know, sometimes you're writing, you might write the wrong scripture. And you might say a chapter got 24 verses and ain't got no more 13, you know. That can happen. But I don't bother myself about that. Watch you therefore and pray always. How often to pray?
Always.
That you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. That will escape. Escape. I've escaped so many things because I was under the journey with God by praying. I never had no struggle in ministry. I prayed. Things sometimes didn't look right. I just kept on walking. And then I want you in your notes also. We're stirring up the kingdom of God on the inside of us, and we're making sure, as a pastor, God said, keys to keeping kingdom power alive in you. So these are different keys I'm giving you. Prayer is a key to the kingdom. Prayer is a key to revelation. Prayer is a key to the spirit world. It's greater than anything you can do. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now, I know there's another verse here that I want you to have in your notes. Prayer must be a masterpiece in your life always. Notice 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 11.
Yes, sir.
2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 11. It's so powerful. Wherefore also we pray always for you that our God would count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power. See, prayer. When you pray, your faith work with power. See, that's such a thing I would call it, anointed faith. Faith that has been bathed in the Holy Ghost's hand.
Hallelujah.
Now we look at 1 Corinthians 4:20. I'd like to emphasize, kingdom power must be released now with kingdom purpose flowing together. Kingdom power and kingdom purpose must be flowing in your life together.
Thank you, Lord.
1 Corinthians 4:20. But the kingdom of God is not word, but in power. You see that?
Yes, sir.
And it was a little ahead of me that time, but that time, man, who that guy back there? He said, I'm going to get it, put the scripture down. I know what scripture you want. I should have said, that wasn't the scripture I want. Kingdom power must be released. Listen very carefully. Kingdom power. Now, the kingdom of God, where is the kingdom of God?
Amen.
Now, if you don't release it, where it going to stay?
Amen.
Within you?
Yes.
See? And the Lord telling us how to release that kingdom power.
Yes, sir.
Prayer.
Yes, sir.
See? But kingdom power must be released with kingdom purpose. That's what I like about Romans 8:26 through 28. Get down to the 28th verse. It said, all things work together for good for them that love God. Because I've been praying. And my infirmity has been shut down. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Also, you have there in Matthew 11 and 12. Talk about kingdom power must be released. Matthew 11:11. Let's look at that moment. I'll be closing a little while. I've been preaching about a half hour. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I always go over. I always give you. Too much. You know, the minister get up and they give four or five good points, and That's enough, you know, but I got 14 or 12. You know? They're going, my secretary would be typing this thing, I don't know it. Now, how in the world are pastors going to use all this? Half the time, I don't ever finish half of my notes. I got stacks of notes, never finished, but I sure enjoyed them. Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there has not risen a greater than John the Baptist, notwithstanding he is least in the kingdom of heaven. Is great, the least in the kingdom of heaven is what? That means you, greater than him. Look at the next verse, 12th verse. And from the days of John the Baptist till now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. And so what happening is, the world is trying to take the kingdom. And they're violently trying to take it by force. But if you know how to operate from the inside, they can't touch you. And the people you minister to. You heard that? It's not just about you and the people you minister to. That people need you to know what you're doing. You say you're a child of God. They need to know that you can yield to the Holy Ghost and give them some help. Another aspect of this is shutting the kingdom of darkness down with the kingdom of light. Shedding the kingdom of, that's Colossians 1:13. Shedding the kingdom. You can't say I don't preach the Bible. No, I'm not one of them one voice person. I believe everything you say should have a voice to go with it. Shedding the kingdom of darkness down with the kingdom of light from the inside of you. I know it's a kingdom of light. So who have delivered us from the power of darkness that have translated us into the kingdom of his dear son? The 14th verse, look at it. Hallelujah. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now these teachings are not for emotion. I use the word devotion. I like a person to become dedicated to God and go over these scriptures, go over these things God's saying, and see the light. The light of the scripture, thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my, the answer to thy word giveth light. See, light, put the darkness out. See, anything that's disturbing you, anything that come against you, anything that's telling you you really nobody, you're not making it, that's darkness. But if you have a revelation and can turn that light on, see, I refuse to be discouraged. Get on with God, get on your knees and talk to him. Now, I've been praying about wrapping myself in the gift because we need the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and the discerning of spirit now. In this, you understand? And I wrap you in the gift of the spirit. So there are times that the Holy Ghost is going to give you insight and thought, and you, where did that come from? Inside. And that's, the, oh, hallelujah. That's, oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I said, oh, hallelujah. And I'm trying to look you in the eye because that's the way we're going to have to live now. We're going to have to live from the inside. See, the scripture told us, 1 Corinthians 2:9, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard. See, the seeing and listening out on the outside, you're not going to know what you need to know because it's bad news on the outside. But you got your inner ear and your inner eye and you got the Holy Ghost and you got your spirit that God can reveal to you the next step to make. And most of the time, when God talks to you, you're going to have to walk by faith. Yeah. See, it's not going to be a range so your brain can catch it. Because if your brain can catch it, the devil can catch it. So God speak to you in cold language that the enemy cannot receive revelation. Revelation is your safe place because the enemy can't receive revelation. Revelation is your safe place because the enemy cannot receive revelation. He ain't got no key. And the only key he got is your key you give him. And thank you failing. And thank you not going to make it. But he don't have another key. See, anytime Satan do something, he got somebody key. They hand the key over to him. Shedding the kingdom of darkness. Revelation, insight. I like that prayer in Ephesians 1. You ever prayed that prayer? Talk about revelation, talk about understanding, talk about knowledge, talk about my inheritance, talk about my calling, talk about the power that is available to me. Then you get in a prayer in Ephesians 3, you get down to verse 20, he told me, he said, if you got enough power working in you, I can do anything.
Yes.
Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask and think, according, you just shut him down. According to the power that works in us. That voice is beautiful at the beginning, but if you don't know the ending, if you're not ready, if you don't have no power working in you, you can put that voice down.
Amen.
Don't shout me down. Now, let's go back knowing how to yield fully to the threefold mantle from heaven. A threefold mantle. Yeah, look in Matthew 6:13b. That means it got an A part and a B part, you know. A, B, C, D, F, G. Knowing how to yield fully to the threefold mantle from heaven. You see him? You see the threefold mantle? Who see it? Don't holler it out. Who see it? Who don't see it? All y'all got your head down, your hand down. Who see the threefold mantle? I'm not leaving till you see it. Now you just want to get your call for your lunch. Threefold mantle. There's a threefold mantle from heaven. Now come on, look till you see it. Kingdom,
yes,
power,
yes,
glory.
Yes,
you're supposed to be wearing all three.
Yes.
That mantle from heaven. You got a right to wear it.
Right.
Knowing how to yield fully to the threefold mantle from heaven. See, now this language God put in me. This didn't come out of a book. This language, he called me his threefold mantle.
Yes,
sir. Hmm? Kingdom is one, the power is the other one, and then the glory. In you. Now there are three other kingdom forces. I saw they were kingdom forces that I want you to keep yourself surrounded with. You want to know? Three other forces that I want you to, do you really want to know? I'm closing. Three forces that you want to keep yourself wrapped in. You want them?
Yes, sir.
2 Corinthians 13:14. 13 chapter 14 verse. There are three forces in there that you want to keep yourself wrapped with. I use them every day.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You see them? There's three of them. Look for them. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes,
see it? What's the next one? Love of God. Ooh, what the third one? How long? Be with you. All, amen. So you got to keep them three with you. Huh? The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost? How can you lose in that kind of company? And all of them in the kingdom. That means they're on the inside of you. God, let your grace flow. God, let your love flow. God, let the Holy Ghost flow. I need all three of them working with me right now. Keeping yourself surrounded by these three kingdom forces. Three kingdom forces. Grace, love, and power. Grace, love, and power. See, the Holy Ghost is talking about power. Holy Ghost runs all the fruit of the Spirit. All the gifts of the Spirit, all prophecies, the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Yeah, the Holy Ghost can bring you places.
Yes.
See, thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Thank God.
See, these Bible classes are no good without the Holy Ghost, because he got to pull the cover off things for you. But he loved to do it. Thank God, I love the Holy Ghost. Even when he got to check me. Yeah, he'll check you. You get off track, the Holy Ghost will check you, you know. But I still love him. And I don't want to be off track. I like conviction. I like to talk about consecration. I like to talk about being holy. That's what's going to hold you at this hour. You're a holy woman. You're a holy man. That'll hold you in doing the act. Woo, good God Almighty. Yeah, hallelujah. See, this new culture don't want to talk about holiness. They won't put a double lie on grace. They said grace will keep you even when you're in disgrace. That's not true. No, grace convict you to come back to the right way. Grace is no license to sin. Jesus didn't die for you to live in sin. He died for you to live holy. Hallelujah. See, but this new religion, you see, that I'm going to talk on this, man. They're dealing with numbers. And so they are pleasing people. Come dress any kind of way you want. You can wear your drawers you want. Just come in any kind of way you want. Wear a t-shirt with 14 holes in it. Just come. God love you. No, get your tail straight right and obey God and respect God in his house. Yeah, you come with beach slippers on. And the preacher up there with a band long shirt on. You know, I get disturbed every time I get over there. I got to get away from there. Disrespecting God. And then let news media men outdress them. And football announcers outdress them. Let a comedian outdress them. Steve Harvey don't dress. Steve say, I don't run like that. He dress. Y'all looking for too much convenience. Now here's another threefold anointing. You know, now threefold, that's threefold anointing. Shutting down all fears, no matter what come, with a threefold anointing. Now, this is going to be worship night right here. Shutting down all fears, no matter what comes, with a threefold anointing. Very simple, 2 Timothy 1:7. It's your kingdom right. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear. Power. Now, if you can't shut it down with power, love, and sound mind, You really not functioning on the inside. You see what I'm saying? Let me hurry. You got that? Now that's threefold, I told you, right?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
You in school tonight? Yes, sir. You here?
Yes, sir.
When he told me this, I sat down and paused a while. Kingdom rest, R-E-S-T, will pass all tests. And that is in Matthew 6:10. Kingdom rest will pass all tests. Then Matthew 6:10, it gives you insight, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Mm-hmm. Thy will be done in earth. That means you.
Right.
You're the earth that is carrying God's kingdom.
Yes.
Everywhere you go, the kingdom go with you.
Yes.
Now you remember what the Lord said in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Go there a minute, and I'll try to find the jumping off place. Getting ready for kingdom dominion. First of all, you have to understand a deposit had been made. Secondly, you have to understand that it's divine, it's divinity.
Yes, sir.
Then come dominion. And then when you dominate in the spirit, demonstration follow you. And then you become a master of deliverance. Now that's part of kingdom dominion. There, you see, the Lord said in the beginning what he wanted you to do. He wanted you to dominate, take over, subdue. At chapter 1, verse 26 through 28. See. But you got to operate in the kingdom to function like that. That's a power. And God said, let us make man our image. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm just like him.
Hallelujah.
I have an I am nature.
I'm healthy.
I'm wealthy.
I'm blessed.
You see, I am.
I am.
Y'all, we let false religion take the I am from you. I am the image of God. Whatever God is, I am. See, Jesus brought God I am-ness to me.
Yes,
That's why Jesus kept saying, I'm the bread of life. I'm the living water. I'm the true vine. He was trying to deposit the I am in you. Whatever God is, I am. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, that's power. That's powerful, isn't it? What God sent, Jesus sent the I am to us and turned us into I am. In him I live. Move. And have my being. Are you listening? I'm going to close in a minute. In him I live. I move. And I have my being. Never let your flesh take over. Never let your soul take over. Always wake back to your spirit.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you can't get around 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Anybody know what 1 Thessalonians? Look at it. You can't get around that. Your spirit, soul, and body. You can't get by how you going done. You see it? 1 Thessalonians 5:23. You see that? Your spirit, soul, and body. You can't get by how it's going to be done. Hebrews 4:12. That's the only way it can be done. The word of God is the only thing can rightly divide you. Then you have a way to keep it in par. Romans 12:1-3. You keep your body, your mind, your soul, and your spirit in alignment. You need to meditate those three verses. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. You need to meditate that and meditate in 24 because it says he's faithful who will do it. God calling me another scripture. 1 Thessalonians 5:23, Hebrews 4:12, and then Romans 12:1-3. Right there, divide yourself. Who said that? See, you got to know who said that. Did my soul say that? Or my flesh said that? Who telling me to be scared? Who telling me I'm not going to make it? This is not a kingdom signal. This is somebody from the outside telling me that. That's Satan telling me I'm a failure.
Yeah.
Nobody love you. How nobody going to love you when you love by God? Jesus Christ. All the other love, Mickey Mouse love, ain't nothing to compare to God love. You got God loving you. You know he love you, don't he? Then I wrote in my notes, refusing to settle for a lower life. Always, hallelujah, share that 30 minutes, don't work with me. Always releasing the gospel of the kingdom everywhere you go. You write this down, Matthew 4:33-35. Keep increasing your awareness that there's no power stronger than the kingdom that is on the inside of you. 17:21, the kingdom of God is within me. The kingdom of God is within me. Luke 17:21. Now I think it's Matthew, 18, where Peter got that revelation, Leroy, that Jesus is a 13, what it find it for me. Because I'm going to make a statement. I want y'all to have the scripture go with it. The kingdom lifestyle can only be lived by revelation. Not by reading. Not by memorization. By revelation. So it seemed good to me and it seemed good to the Holy Ghost. The only way you're going to live the kingdom life, the Holy Ghost is going to have to instruct you. Thank God. Everybody say, thank God for the Holy Ghost. And what's so good about it, victory is not determined by how you feel. See, if you ever get on just an emotional roller coaster, you're not going to ever see the depth of God. Because sometimes God, it's nothing happening. He just speaks to you. Or sometimes he just put his hand on you. Now, I've heard God's voice many times. No, I'm talking voice. I mean, like I'm talking to you. I've heard it by my wife, pick my wife out, pick out where my house built right now, pick Darrell out, verbally. Verbally, like you and I are talking. Some people say, can you hear God's voice? I'm gone. And he talked to me about many more things. Now, even with my family. Now, if we need to know something, shout out. Somebody going to have a dream.
That's right. Amen. That's right.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
When I'm dealing with something, praying about something, either one of my grandchildren, somebody going to have a dream.
Right.
He always did do that.
That's right.
And then, thank God, he's given me, over the years, the ability to interpret dreams. I know exactly what he's saying. That belongs to all of us. You see, under me, you should get the same anointing. You notice I'm just going to say this. You notice I didn't talk about the empty chair? I ain't got time for that. My life too precious for that. Too precious. You here, I'm going to feed you. I ain't got time. Hallelujah. I'm blessed, man.
Yes.
Oh my, I'm glad you're here.
Yes.
People calling for me from all over the world. You all you gotta do is drive 15 miles, you'll be right here. I had to write a man a letter now. I'm not coming. I don't have peace. I don't have peace to go. So I'm only going to my son's church right now. There's a lot of dust out there. I'm not running through that dust no more. Amen?
Amen.
All right, let's close here, Leroy. You ever find that scripture?
Yep, Matthew
16. Yeah, that scripture about the revelation. Peter had that revelation?
Yes, sir.
Hey, y'all put that down. The kingdom of God, listen to this. It is a spiritual kingdom. You got it? What kind of kingdom it is?
Spiritual kingdom.
Now watch what he says next. Living in the realm of divine backup. So when you functioning in the kingdom, you're always going to have divine backup. That's where the supernatural come in. That's where miracles, signs, and wonders. That's where God will move a whole city just for you. Now, I'll give you an example in my closing. I'll give you an example. Darrell is on the other side of Hereville. But he told me he's going to do it in Darrell. So some kind of way he got everybody in town to call this Darrell now. So when this church come here, it made this Darrell. I ain't had to call nobody. God said he's going to do it in Darrell. So I know we need to have a bigger facility. So we left out of that place. And came here, he skipped a city.
Yes.
You leave Darrell, you didn't know that day. Come to Hereville, and then when you get on the other side of the track, you'd be Darrell again.
Yes.
That means God can do anything to get you where he wants you at. Hallelujah. You looking for a mic? Y'all ain't got no mic? Yeah, this is supposed to be. I don't know what this is supposed to be. But we got the same, and look, we got the same address, didn't we?
Same address. Yep.
Now we move out of Darrell, pass through Hereville, move down here, and God give us the same address. And you do that over and over again. Like so many things that I haven't said. But he do that over and over again. I mean, it's just supernatural, man.
Yes, sir.
Say supernatural 3 times.
Supernatural.
It come up on your life right now. Supernatural. Supernatural.
Praise God.
Wait a minute, Buck. I want you all to live long. I've taught, now I'm going to do a book on health after you do the other book. Got to do another book, Health Coming to the Body of Christ. How many of y'all bought this book? How many of y'all read the whole book? Not the whole book? Well, go back and read some more, all them testimonies. And then he got the same man got Why Christians Get Sick. Listen. Read it and then go on the internet and listen to the man talk. Preachers are dying because they don't know. See, you got to have fuel for your spirit, fuel for your soul, and the right shoe for your body. Right. I think what happens, people get scared because of their favorite meal. They get all upset. No, just read what the man trying to show you. He's 88 now. He's 88. He's got he's got a thing called Fit in 10 minutes. I got it now where you strengthen your leg and strengthen your arms. And it just, we need to listen. They got 1,000 some people on the line too, more than that, probably 2,000 or 3,000. We need to read these books. And we need to put this stuff in practice. A common sense guide for eliminating sickness through nutrition. And he talking about food. See, because medicine and supplements not going to do it. Even your vitamin. If you're not eating right, you see what I'm saying? Your body is built to be new in 90 days if it get the right nutrient, the right eating. We have to stop packing Satan diseases. Amen. In the church. The church don't touch it at all. When I preach on health, man, oh, they're quiet. They don't know I'm coming back again. Because I'm getting more wise on it. I have the energy of a 30-year-old man. Bolly Max is one of the drinks I drink. Drink it 3 and 4 times a day. I've been to it. I got off it. Been to it. Got off it. The Lord got me back on it. You all need to read this book. Whatever disease or sickness you carry, you part of it. And in 8 to 10 weeks, you'll know the difference. I'm not going to ever stop telling you because I'm responsible. I'm responsible for what I know. You the average church, you ain't hear nothing like this. They're scared. They might go to another church. Bye. I don't have no anointing for stupidity. I got anointing for a whole lot of stuff, but the stupidity, I don't have no anointing for it. I must tell you, get yourself lined up that your health can return to your body. You're supposed to have health. Don't get lost in medicine thinking you, I got it made. No, take the medicine and then do what's right. You go to your doctor, he's going to tell you, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. Okay? Now, a lot of y'all are supposed to be answering me in here. Y'all know y'all dealing with things, and you don't, you're talking about you done prayed, you have said. You follow what I'm saying? And the devil wants you to believe your prayer not working. But it's not your prayer not working, it's your mind not working. You know I love you, right?
Yes, sir.
And I'm a long way from being perfect. But what I do find out, I want those who are under me to know it. All right? Now, in this book, I'm going to my seat. In this book, almost every disease has been changed by eating right. Cancer. By, now, you can, if you're really dealing with something, you need to eat raw. You say, drink juice, and you can have some bean and rice in the evening. I'm going to eat bean and rice now. But all the rest of the day, I've been drinking and eating raw. Drinking juice. Carrot juice. You got to get on it. Yeah, you're going to rebuild you on the inside. Who listening to me? I'm going to rebuild you on the inside, okay? I ain't got no, when they tell me, they sold so many books and on another man I was dealing with, they called me and asked me about commission. What commission? I don't want no commission, man. I got money. I'm trying to get my people. I ain't selling no book. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be no, they put you on a, what you call it? They put you on a little group when they got them groups. I forgot, but I don't want that. He said, but you got so much money, you have to tell him. I said, well, keep it. I don't want, huh? Multi-level, yeah. I ain't no salesman. I'm a preacher. See what I'm saying? But, and look, age doesn't matter.
That's right.
That body will turn with you in a moment. It's waiting on you. Take care of yourself. You got me?
Yes, sir.
Now, there's no such thing as an incurable disease. That's man-made. Now, I've been in situations where doctors come in the room, told the family, I can't do nothing else. But I also have had people in the hospital asking for pork chop. You don't need no pork chop when you're fighting.
That's right.
Because the pork going to chop you. you follow what I'm saying? So get your hand out. Who don't have the book? I ain't giving it to you. Go get you one. I thought to give it to you, but I ain't giving it to you. I ain't giving it. I don't hang no book out because I teach y'all about money.